Good morning, Rich. How's the weather there? Are you freezing still or
no? We've got a little too warm for us. It's been in the upper 80s the last couple of days.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Absolutely,
that's great.
Well, I love
Bangor because it reminds me of where I grew up, which is Victoria, British Columbia, and so you're totally opposite coast, but it's the same kind of vibe with the, you know, the water and the trees, and it's really great.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got to tell you, I love the music from Boop the Musical. It's such a wonderful new album that just dropped today. How were you led? What led you to help tell the story of Betty Boop?
I love this story because it's so simple, Rich. Like, nobody else was asking me to do a musical. And they came along and said, would you like to do the music to this show, Betty Boop, along with my the lyricist, Susan Birkenhead, who's amazing. I was like, yeah, that sounds like fun. Let me try that. And that was, you know, more than 10 years ago. It took a long time to get to this very day. But now Boop the Musical is on Broadway at the Broadhurst Theater, and it's doing great. It's a light, breezy, fun show. And the album, which is something I do know something about, making albums, comes out today.
Well, you have worked with so many talented vocalists through the years, and another great one taking the lead in this. What a powerhouse in Jasmine Amy Rogers.
Yeah, I mean, our whole cast is amazing. Jasmine, of course, and Ainsley Mellum, the male lead. We have Eric Bergen. We have Stephen DeRosa, Faith Prince, who is Broadway royalty, and Angelica Hale, who is an America's Got Talent winner. It's jam packed with talent for sure. But Jasmine, as you know, is nominated for a Tony this Sunday night for Best Actress in a Musical, and she's a powerhouse, man. She really is.
Wonderful songs. What a kick butt tune. Where I Want to Be.
Yeah. Closes act one and gets the job done for sure.
And of all the songs I've listened to, I think the one that, they're all great. The one that really blew me away, Why Look Around the Corner.
Which, by the way, good spotting, Rich, because Why Look Around the Corner was the very first song I wrote for the show. And it stayed in because a lot of songs didn't survive. But that one did.
Well, what's different for you writing for the Broadway stage? Anything?
Well, it's you know, excuse me, I have a cough. When you're just writing a song, hey, let's get together and write a song. Like, now we got to find a subject. What do you want to write about? Now, what do you want it to feel like? So when you're writing for a movie, or in this case, a Broadway play, hey, this song is about Betty when she goes here and she's got to do this. And it's got to be up tempo because it's this, and so you get a lot of co-writer help from the musical itself, and it kind of makes it easier in a way.
I was wondering about this, and I caught the great interview you did on CBS Sunday Morning, and when you were asked about your legacy, you told the wonderful story about Henry Mancini. But with Broadway shows, I mean, pop music also lasts. The great music lasts a long, long time, but. My gosh, a great Broadway song can last forever. Do you think about that at all, what you're adding to the canon?
No, I don't. I really don't. And I know that sounds like, oh, yeah, sure, of course he does. I mean, I really don't. And that story I told about Henry Mancini has stuck with me all these years later. It's like, no, forget my legacy. Just let me live three more months because he was dying of cancer. And it really put it into perspective. And, of course, he did leave a wonderful legacy. I like I said on the CBS Good Morning Show, I don't know if my music will be played one day after I'm dead or whatever, but so I'm not counting on that, and I won't be here to enjoy it anyway. So I'm trying to live for the moment, keep moving the goalposts, and keep trying new things.
And you said that you would plan for this day when the hits weren't coming.
Well, I saw all the way back in my career 50 years ago, I saw artists and at that time, studio musicians who didn't plan for it because it's inevitable, like I said on the show. And then later on in life, when I worked with these singers who never planned for it and never thought it could end, you know, the big hoopla, it really messes them up, like really severely. And I was like, okay, I'm planning for this day from an early age, and then it won't be a surprise, but I know it's coming, and I'll just do different things. And I have. I started touring. I started working with artists that don't really get on the radio, but they do television and the Broadway musical and, you know, a Christmas album, which kind of like breaks all the laws and Yeah, I think I've navigated it pretty well.
We're talking with David Foster. What makes a great producer?
I've always said that what makes a great producer is you don't have to play an instrument. You don't have to, you know, I mean, it just so happens that I can play an instrument. I can write for orchestra. I can arrange. I can write songs and all that. But honestly, you can hire people to do all of that. What you have to be a great record producer, you have to have a great love of music. That's it.
You mentioned touring, and you've got a summer tour coming up with the wonderful Chris Botti.
Yeah, we love Chris. It's going to be exciting for sure. Chris and I have been old friends, 25 years old. We've been friends, and we love each other. We've never had an argument. We love each other's music. We respect each other. We just thought it would be fun to, you know, just jump on board and do some dates together, and I think it's going to be fascinating.
Can you talk a little bit about the great work being done by the David Foster Foundation?
Something near and dear to my heart. Thank you. I started my foundation about 35 years ago, helping families of children that need organ transplants. And it's really been, I guess if you wanted to talk about a legacy at all, that would be my proudest legacy, because that will definitely live on. After I'm gone, we have a great endowment, and we could basically survive for another 50 or 100 years without me. So it's been great work. It's important work. And I know a lot of quote unquote celebrities lend their names to causes, which is great because it's needed for the attention. But that's sort of the extent of it. For me, this is really hard work. It's every week work. And has been for decades.
Well, David, I've been a fan of your work all the way back to the days of Skylark, for goodness sakes. It's great to have a chance to talk with you again. We wish you good luck at the Tonys on Sunday night, and congratulations on a wonderful album and a terrific production of Boop the Musical.
Thanks, Rich. Much appreciated.
Great. Thanks again, David.
Come in.
All right. Bye-bye now.